Now, when I mention the name Ozzy Osbourne, for those of you who listen to rock and have a steady diet of rock, you're well familiar with that name. For those of you who are not that familiar, let me explain who he is as I explain what he looks like on his album cover. Now, picture this. The album cover is called Diary of a Madman. He is shown standing next to a table of a child sitting at a table with a pigeon laying over the edge of the table with a broken neck. He's standing with paint, with demonic type painted face. His clothes are ripped. His pants are split at the thigh, so you can see some sort of symbol that's on his leg. And he stands right in front of an upside down cross in contempt of Christianity. You turn the album over and you see more contempt of Christianity, as he now still stands under the upside down cross, but he stands in a white outfit next to his dead body as he's risen from his dead body. And that's what he likes to portray on his album covers. Now, that's not all. What he's got on the back of that album is a total subliminal message. On the album, you see a demonic face somehow implanted on the whole back of the cover. Now, I've been to different record stores, and I have looked at that album. I have had others look at that album, and they have not seen that until we blew it up into a slide form. I recently shared my slide presentation with a member of a Chicago rock band. And when we came to this part of the subliminal effect with Ozzy Osbourne, he came completely out of his chair, could not believe what he saw. At the end of the presentation, he saw group after group who uplift the name of Satan. He got on his knees and accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Ozzy Osbourne said in a rock magazine he has been compelled to see The Exorcist 26 times. Osbourne said in the 78 February issue of Hit Parader, "I don't know if I'm a medium for some outside force. Whatever it is, frankly, I hope it's not what I think. Satan."